I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get a little bit of me, Andy Dorf. So much to talk about in the sports world. Tons of college football. We can talk about that. Major League Baseball in the postseason. The wild card is over and done with. We've got the division series going on right now, and that's a whole lot of fun to talk about for me this morning. I'm not so sure about my partner, but hey, I ain't mad at you. Tons to talk about in the NFL as well. It's week five. It's here. The Vikings and Browns are playing right now. They're at halftime. 10-7. Cleveland is on top. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I am doing great, except for the Cubs. I don't know what I would call that yesterday, but an ass whooping yesterday that your Brewers put on my Cubbies. But college football is alive and well, man. The NFL is already going today. The NBA preseason's already going. The NHL's ready to get regular season going. We are in that sweet spot, man, for people like you and me to be talking about sports.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better, my friend. I totally agree with you. And, you know, the NFL is week five. The NBA is right around the corner. NHL right around the corner. Gotta love it, man. You gotta love it. All right. On the other side, we will hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We're going to talk about that Major League Baseball postseason action. Keep it close, everybody. He'd be Mike Wilson. I'd be Andy Dorf. And you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, Connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places, as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. I'm going to assume we have John Poulter. I'm not totally sure or not, Mike, but I'm going to assume that we do have John Poulter. So let's welcome in our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
You and I can feel pretty good today, can't we, John?
I was just thinking about that you and I might be smiling this morning and Mike's chin might be down in his cereal bowl. Not a good night for Mike's team.
No, not too good at all for the Cubbies. But let's just kind of like put it in perspective a little bit, okay? Because at the end of the day, I like to be objective about this, and let's be honest. Look, the Cubs had to play three games in the wild card. The Yankees had to play three games in the wild card. And I think that we saw the ramifications of when you have to exhaust yourself a little bit in those first couple three games, John. And quite frankly, you know, the Yankees went out there flat. The Cubs a little bit flat. And the two teams that were sitting at home on ice, resting and relaxing, and, you know, we talk about rest versus rust, it looked to me like the rest really helped these teams, and there was absolutely no rust for the Milwaukee Brewers and or the Toronto Blue Jays. They went out there and played fabulous baseball games. I don't want to not mention the other games because they were really good, too. The Dodgers got down early. Shohei went out there and did his thing, and the Dodgers did their thing. The bats got going. And then the Tigers, well, look, man, I'm telling you, this team plays great defense. They get the timely hitting, and they beat a Mariners team. The two other teams, the Phillies and the Mariners, maybe they had the rust instead of the rest helping them out. So I think it's pretty interesting how, you know, the Brewers were able to capitalize. Toronto was able to capitalize. The Phillies, who were sitting at home for a week getting some time off, they were unable to capitalize. And the same thing with the Mariners. So can you make any sense of this, John?
I can to some extent. We've talked many times about the advantage of not having to play in that wild card series, and the subsequent advantage to that is setting up your pitching rotation. And we've talked 100 times about how important pitching is in baseball, how important it is from a starting pitching standpoint, and especially in the postseason when you're playing better teams, you have off days, so you have a chance to use your better guys more often. I think that was a factor. In terms of the Blue Jays and the Brewers coming out not showing any signs of rust, I think a lot of that was that they both came out and got runs in the first inning, the Brewers especially, to get back into a game really quickly the way that the Brewers did, I think, made a statement. The Blue Jays got out early, and that made a statement. Seattle and Philadelphia, that might have been a bit of a rust situation because those are two teams that clinched their divisions some time ago. The Phillies a long time ago. I think the Phillies probably clinched that division 5 or 6 weeks ago other than from a mathematical standpoint. And once the Houston collapse came into being in the month of September and Seattle started to play hot, that was just a matter of time before they ran Houston out of available games to win to get back in the race. So I have to think that perhaps the Seattle and Philadelphia situations were more rust overcoming rest than they were in the Blue Jays and the Brewers series.
Go ahead,
John,
Mike, jump on in.
Good morning. No, I was just saying, John, good morning. Look, your Blue Jays, hey, it was kind of a rough day for me yesterday baseball-wise, but it is what it is. Look, your Blue Jays looked every bit the part yesterday. What did you see? What did you like? What do you think they will concentrate on for Game 2?
Well, Game 2 is going to be interesting because Trey Yosevich is going to be the starting pitcher. And he only came up in the month of September, and quite frankly, he's been lights out, certainly for a rookie. I thought it was interesting that they decided to go with him today rather than Bieber, and I think the rationale behind that is that they would much rather have Bieber pitching in the hostile environment of Yankee Stadium than a raw rookie who's only been in the major leagues 2 or 3 weeks. So I think that was the reason they probably flipped those two and put Bieber into the number three spot. I think that was the right decision. What I saw yesterday was three things, actually. The early runs that I mentioned, number one, the continual big contributions from the guys at the 6, 7, 8, and 9 spots in the batting order, and all of a sudden, the big bats, specifically Mr. Guerrero, have started to get hot in the last week or two. And Alejandro Kirk has had just a fantastic week. I think he's had like 4 home runs in his last 3 games or something along those lines. He'd been in a slump for most of September. So you add that combination to the fact that they continue to play well, and then all of a sudden the guys that have been sleeping a little bit in Guerrero and Kirk, they got their bats going. That's a pretty good prescription as far as I'm concerned. They're going to need it, though, because the Yankees are a much better team than losing 10-1 to the Toronto Blue Jays. They were even over the course of the season. It's one win. We need 2 more. I'll be much happier when the Blue Jays have won 3 than when they've won 1.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't know if you know. I'm sure you do know. Did the Yankees or the Blue Jays win that series during the year? Because the Brewers lost to the Cubs, but again, I think you can throw a lot of that stuff out, to a certain degree. It might help you with confidence to a certain degree, but ultimately, we all know this is a brand new season, and I think you just go out there and you do what you do. And to me, what the biggest thing about what the Brewers did against the Cubs on Saturday was they got back to being who they are, John. They had a lot of tough at-bats. There's 27 outs to go out there and play, and they played every one of those outs. And I'm going to compare the Brewers to the Blue Jays, but also to the Dodgers, to be honest with you, because the Dodgers were down in that game, and it wasn't looking so great. And then all of a sudden, they figured it out and they started hitting the ball all over the ballpark. And, you know, I think that that's what makes the Dodgers so extremely dangerous. You know, they've scored 23 runs now in three games in the postseason. I think that we do need to pay attention to that, John. What say you?
Yeah, I agree with you. And to answer your earlier question, the Blue Jays took 8 of 13 against the Yankees, which was a tiebreaker in the standings because both teams had the same number of wins.
Okay.
I think we talked about the fact that, you know, in the past that the Dodgers, we felt they had underachieved. And I still think they underachieved because I think they're a much better team than their record indicated in the regular season. But they were starting to get healthy at the end of the season. And I think that was something we kind of talked about a couple of times in that we don't really know what the Dodger team is going to look like until it gets healthy. I think it's healthy now. I think we're starting to find out what it looks like. And I think in this particular case, it helped them to have played those games against Cincinnati this week because it kept them sharp. The Philadelphia Phillies have been sitting at home for quite some time, knowing that they were going to win the National League East. I think they were 12 games up at the 1st of September. So you pretty well know that even though you're not mathematically in, you're going to win the division when you're up by 12 games at the beginning of September. So I'm expecting a different game on Monday night. It's do or die for the Phillies. You sure don't want to go to Los Angeles down 2-0. That's too good of a team to be taking a 2-0 deficit onto the road.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we'll take a little break here, but we'll come back, and we'll obviously continue talking about Major League Baseball, what's going on. It's postseason action, everybody, so you got to love what you see. Every pitch, every moment, so much drama. It's a lot of fun. So we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll do that. We got John Poulter, professor of sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
This is Ron Barr. Father's Day is coming up soon, and if you're still trying to figure out what to give Dad, I've got the perfect gift. Not an electronic gadget or shirt or tie or even a book. Give him what most men like, steak. And I can personally recommend Omaha Steaks, Dad's favorite grill pack. I guarantee you he'll say, wow, this is great. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com, type in the search bar sports, and your dad's favorite grill pack includes bacon-wrapped fillets, boneless pork chops, gourmet jumbo franks, and boneless chicken breasts. And for a sweet finish, you'll get delicious caramel apple tarts. You'll also get 8 free burgers with your purchase of $99.99. Nothing beats a Father's Day where you and your dad are grilling steaks and meats and spending some bonding time. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak, it's the best steak of your life. Surprise your dad with something both of you can enjoy and never forget. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports. It's the ultimate Father's Day gift.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means you get a little Mike Wilson, you get a little Andy Dorf, and we give you the ability to listen to our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to start talking some NHL hockey very soon here, but it is Major League postseason action time, and this is John's wheelhouse. He's a huge Toronto Blue Jay fan and loves talking Major League Baseball, so we love talking baseball with him as well. We kind of left off there where I was talking a little bit about how the Dodgers have scored so many runs. The Brewers don't look rusty. The Blue Jays don't look rusty. The Mariners got off to a little bit of a slow start. Same thing with the Phillies. In your opinion, John, who's in more trouble, the Mariners or the Phillies?
Great question. I would say the Phillies, simply because, you know, the Dodgers, as we've mentioned, are getting healthy. They've got a tremendous amount of talent on that team, and they've dropped the first game at home, and it's a short series. 5 games, to me, is a short series, obviously longer than 3, yeah. But it's not a 7-game series, so there's not as much time to recover. So not only have the Phillies lost the first game, they've lost home field advantage technically now. All that the Dodgers have to do now is win 2 more games, and 2 of those next 3 games are going to be in Los Angeles. So I would say the Phillies are in more trouble. But on the other hand, the Mariners, if they see the Tigers that they saw in the wild card series and the Tigers they saw yesterday, yes, the Mariners are in trouble. But if they see that the Tigers that we all saw for the last 6 weeks of the regular season, I don't think the Mariners have anything to worry about at all, because the Tigers folded like a cheap suit. You know, they were another team with a huge lead. I think they were up by 15.5 games on the Guardians at one point not that long ago, and they ended up losing the division title on the last day of the season. So I think the Phillies are in trouble because they've lost at home and they're playing a very good team. The Mariners, I think, have a little bit more going for them in the standpoint that they could conceivably see the same Tiger team that we all saw the last 6 weeks of the season. If that's the Tiger team that shows up for games 2 and 3, then the Mariners have a real good chance to get those 2 games and be back into it.
John, you know, yesterday was not a good day for a lot of my friends with the Seattle game, and then, you know, with my Cubbies yesterday, it was just
I was thinking about you yesterday when I was watching those games.
Just stepping on landmines and everything. What does Craig Counsell have to do to get this thing turned around? Because that was a poor effort yesterday, and even one of the all-time best pitchers at Oregon State at my school, Matthew Boyd, did not have a good outing. He was on 3 days rest. But what do they have to do in Chicago to even this series up, in your opinion?
I was shocked they started Boyd, to be honest with you, because he had earned the right.
Me too.
He'd been their best pitcher over the season. But I was surprised that they started him on short rest. You know, I think it was a gamble that didn't pay off. Maybe there's other issues with that pitching staff that we're not aware of, and Counsell was kind of juggling balls, and he was the least of the bad options, to put it clumsily.
Right.
I think the Cubs have to get back to playing the type of baseball they played the last 5 or 6 weeks. And, you know, I thought the Cubs handled the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season very well. because for most of the season, the Cubs were in first place. Then the Brewers went on that tremendous run, and then they slackened off a little bit, but they had enough of a cushion that we knew that the Cubs were going to finish second. They already had a wild card spot clinched with the Padres. So I have to think that the Cubs have to go back to looking at what did they do over those last 5 or 6 weeks after they knew they weren't going to catch the Brewers, but knew they were going to be in the playoffs, but continued to play good baseball and keep the Brewers in sight, even though they knew they weren't going to catch them. That clearly wasn't the case yesterday. I think starting Boyd was a mistake. We've seen it happen thousands of times in the past where a team has started somebody out of on short rest, out of rotation, simply because they thought they were their big game guy and they came through. I mean, we saw it in the 1968 World Series with Mickey Lolich. I think he won Game 7 on 3 days rest. Unheard of in those days. But, you know, this kind of stuff can happen. And I think now that for the Cubs, it's critical that they win Game 2 on Monday night. They don't, even though they're going back to Chicago for Games 3 and 4, they really don't want to find themselves in a situation where they've got to sweep the two games at home just to force a Game 5 in Milwaukee, because to Andy's point, the Brewers showed yesterday why they won the Central Division. They showed yesterday why they were the best team in baseball over the course of the regular season records. I think the Cubs have a big hole to dig out of, and I think we're going to find out just how good of a manager and how good of a motivator Craig Counsell really is here.
You know, that's a good point, because at the end of the day, I've always kind of questioned what Craig does with pitching rotations, and quite frankly, you know, I almost put the wild card that they had to go three games against the Padres. I kind of put it on him with how he mixed up his pitching rotation, to be honest with you, and I don't know, man. I kind of wonder sometimes what's going through Craig's head, because you think of him, you know, back in the day, he was a player. And I don't understand why he doesn't use a little bit more player feel versus the analytics and things along those lines, John. I really sometimes question the way that Craig goes about his postseason managing.
Yes. Excellent point. And, you know, you have to think that a manager with his track record over the years and the respect that he has as a manager, which obviously was reflected in the size and term of the contract that he got from the Cubs when he left the Brewers, you have to think that he would have more leeway than what the stats tell him and what the analytics people tell him. And to your point, he is an ex-player, and he wasn't a superstar, but he was an important part of a lot of good teams, including that Diamondbacks team that won the World Series. So
yep.
You have to think that his gut feel would be more involved in the game than what we have seen. I get a little frustrated a lot of times when I see baseball managers standing in a dugout, and all you can see them doing is flipping binders and looking at iPads. I wonder just, like, what are these guys doing other than pushing buttons and reading statistics? I don't think they're feeling how the game is going. I don't think they're using their gut feel as to how to manage it. We've seen it happen many, many times in recent years, and we're seeing it happen more often now with the analytics becoming a big piece of baseball. I think it's ruining the game, quite frankly, and at some point in time, we're going to start seeing managers in the game that haven't played the game, and I think that's a terrible step backwards.
Yeah, it's interesting to say the least. So Brewers in good shape after Game 1, Blue Jays in good shape after Game 1. So let me ask you this. You know, when you score that many runs, right, you get the 9 from the Brewers, you get the 10 from the Blue Jays, is there any complacency that you think sets in for Game 2 and the guys are maybe a little bit too relaxed and, you know, do they take their foot off the gas or do they understand the importance of the situation, John?
Well, they certainly understand the importance of the situation. I think luck has a big piece of it. Yesterday, the Blue Jays were fortunate in that Luis Gil was pitching for the Yankees. He's their number 4 starter, so you have to figure that they had the opportunity to knock up some runs against the number 4 guy. Today is going to be a whole different ballgame because Max Fried is pitching for the Yankees. So there won't be a lot of mistakes the way that there were yesterday. So the Blue Jays are going to have to look for those perfect pitches to hit. They're going to have to be more selective because they're not going to get as many freebies as they did yesterday with Heal. In terms of the Cubs-Brewers series, I don't think the Cubs or the Brewers have named a starter for Monday night. The last time I looked at the Major League Baseball website this morning, they were both showing to be determined for Monday. So I don't know who the Brewers are going to be facing on Monday night. But clearly, when you're scoring 9 runs in the first 2 innings, did they start to settle down a little bit yesterday, and did they start to get a little complacent yesterday? Maybe that's a factor as well. But at the end of the day, each team will take their win, 9 runs and 10 runs, and say, if we do half as well the next game, we still have a pretty good chance of winning.
And I'll tell you what, I think that the Tigers, I don't know if we're talking about them enough. I'll be honest with you. Scoob will go on again for game 2. I think them winning game 1 the way that they did, that's huge. It just sets their rotation up really well, John. And I think the Tigers are going to be an incredibly tough out.
Yeah, and Scoob's on regular rest because he went Tuesday in the wild card game. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday are his normal off days. It's his normal day to pitch. I think the Mariners are going to be looking at a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah, it'll be tough. Appreciate your time as always, John. As you know, we'll catch up with you next week, and hopefully our teams are advancing by then.
Let's hope we're talking about respective championship series when we talk next week, Andy.
And we can still keep our dream alive for the Brewers and Toronto Blue Jays in the World Series. I love it, man. Have a great day, John.
Thanks, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, Professor of Sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. We'll be back on the other side. I think we got to get into the college football. That Texas Tech football team is really good, Mike. We'll take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834. It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198.
800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your three-day, two-night package plus four free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You get Mike Wilson, you get Andy Dorf, and maybe we get a little bit of you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we had some real college football going on, and Miami can thank themselves for getting out to a quick start, because all of a sudden that became a much better football game than it probably should have. Florida State made a mad dash toward the end, making it very respectable. 28-22 is the final there. The Ohio State, they whipped up on my alma mater, the University of Minnesota, which was not surprising at all, Mike. I think the biggest shocker was obviously Penn State going down to a winless UCLA team. That's insane. That's crazy. Let's take Penn State right out of everything, right? Florida beating Texas. You know, I've been tough on Arch Manning because for good reason. But right. You know, the kid played his heart out, and I just think that Texas is lacking, to be honest with you. And I don't know how much of this is on Arch and how much of this is on the fact that his team just really isn't all that good. Alabama, they look pretty good. I got to give them credit. They had moments where Vanderbilt could have really taken control of that game, but just too many turnovers for Vanderbilt to overcome. And then Alabama doing what they do, and Ty Simpson playing a pretty solid game after the first half, really put it together. And then you heard me mention that Texas Tech team. They're fantastic. They're really, really good. That defense is absolutely legit. It's tough. Yep. It's solid. Georgia, they do what they do. They beat Kentucky. We expected that. Iowa State goes on the road and loses to Cincinnati. And Cincinnati, that's a tough place to play right now. They're playing pretty good football. Michigan beats up on Wisconsin. Notre Dame beats up on Boise State. Illinois gets a nice win at Purdue after beating USC right at the buzzer the week before. Virginia beating Louisville. I think it went pretty much status quo except for that big Penn State loss and then Texas losing as well. They're the big losers this week, Mike.
Yeah, they are. Nothing really surprised me yesterday except obviously, the UCLA game was wow. I mean, I'm sitting there watching another game, and I see that, you know, you see the ticker across the bottom of the TV, and it shows the UCLA score. I text my son. I'm like, dude, check this out. And we're like, Penn State's a fraud. Like, they had all this talk, and then you listen to James Franklin's post-game presser. I saw the video of that. They got a leadership problem. I think Franklin's going to get fired, if not by the end of the season, at the end of the season. I think we got a leadership problem. He was blaming his players. He was blaming the travel. He was blaming, you know, his players, you know, were emotionally still down from losing to Oregon the previous week. No, dude, that if you're blaming players, that's on you. You got to get your team ready to play. You got to get them dealing with the travel of going from, you know, Pennsylvania all the way out to Southern California. You know, so the Penn State thing is just screams fraud to me. You know, they're kind of a fraudster team, as the younger generation likes to say. Texas Tech, man,
I'm telling you, Andy, and I'll try and help you out with this. But Texas Tech, a couple weeks, is coming to the desert with ASU to play, and everything stays the same. They both win the games coming into that game. That's as big of a football game in college football as you can get, because ASU will be at home. They'll have a good record. Texas Tech will come in with that offense, with that quarterback, and they'll be looking to make a statement. You could almost look at Texas Tech, and I think you can, Texas Tech as the Arizona State of this year.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody was looking at Texas Tech, brother. And I kind of sat there and went, they got a quarterback. They got money coming into the program through a billionaire oil donor. They got a bunch of guys in the portal, a bunch of quality guys in the portal. They're going to be ready to go. And they're showing, they're kind of showing me, I was right. Internally with that. So that'll be a huge game. But I'll tell you what, for as much as the program at UCLA has been down the past few years, and there's not a lot of enthusiasm around the program, there's actually their NIL funds and funding is lacking compared to other people, other big Power Four conferences, you know, Power Four teams. And then they fired their coach. Things are down. Attitudes can be down. They showed some resiliency. They showed some fight. They showed, you know, they kind of showed me like, okay, you know, they can ruin a team season. And that's exactly what they did yesterday. So hats off to the new coach, the offensive coordinator, and Neuheisel. So I was very happy seeing that old Pac-12 team kind of throw a monkey wrench into Penn State yesterday. But overall, everything was kind of chalk for me yesterday, if that makes sense.
You know, I like your thought about Texas Tech being kind of the darlings of college football this year with what they're doing. I'm going to throw another team in there that I think we could make the same comparison for. And maybe it's just something in the water. Maybe it's just something going on there in Texas. But Texas A&M, I would put A&M. Them in the same mix, right? Because they're a top 10 team. They took care of Mississippi State, who took care of ASU earlier in the season. So that bodes well for A&M to just continue getting themselves in position to be in a national championship hunt. Alabama, they're in it. If they can do things right the rest of the way, they're in this thing. Georgia, I think that they're going to have a chance to stick around in that mix. I think Iowa State might have taken themselves out of the mix yesterday with losing to Cincinnati. So I think that there's a lot of interesting things that can still happen. Notre Dame, you know what? They potentially, I still see a path where Notre Dame finds a way to be in the in the national championship hunt. So I think that there's still a lot of things to be very much so decided in college football. And at the end of the day, I guess that's what we want when we're talking about, you know, whatever can happen can happen. So now you take a Penn State out of that mix, right? You get rid of them because a loss to UCLA, like, are they in the top 25 after that? Like, seriously, or are they just completely gone now?
Who did you say? You kind of glitched on me a little bit.
UCLA beating Penn State when Penn State came in as number 7. Are they completely out of the top 25 after that loss? Or are they maybe hanging on to, like, 22-ish?
Yeah, I think that's where they go, and that the game that they have with Ohio State, you know, they have to win that game to even have a fighter's chance at getting into the playoffs. They have to win that game. They basically have to win out the rest of the season. The team that I'm just sitting there going, people not really talking about them. Quarterback's been injured a little bit. Oklahoma. You know, yeah. they took care. Granted, they beat, you know, Kent State. It's Little Sisters of the Poor type of deal. But Oklahoma, man, that team plays great defense. They're a hard-hitting defense. They can score. They put 44 on the board yesterday. And then, you know, the other team that I'm keeping my eye on, Andy, beat your Wisconsin Badgers yesterday. Blair Underwood and those Michigan Wolverines yesterday, my man. I think there is a path for them. Even though they've lost the game already, I think they have a better shot at the playoff than Penn State. Once again, they're going to have to get through Ohio State at the end of the year to really solidify a chance at getting into the playoff. But I'm every week that I see Blair Underwood throw the ball for Michigan, I'm like, that guy could be a number one pick. Every freaking week, I just watch him do what he does, and just knowing Michigan will always have a competitive team, yeah, like keep your eye on them as well.
You know, it's interesting when you look at the schedules. Ohio State does not have to play Oregon this year. I think that's interesting. So both of those teams will. They benefit from that, if you ask me. Like, let's keep it real. Not that a loss would hurt either one of them there either, unless it was completely lopsided. But ultimately, I think that helps both of them. They're both going to wind up being in the national championship hunt. They're definitely going to both be top 12 teams. You know, we haven't talked about Miami that much. I think Miami's pretty good too. I think Beck has done a great job coming over there in the transfer portal. How good is that Miami team? The defense looks to be really good. I know they gave up some late touchdowns to Florida State, and they did make it a competitive game to a certain degree. But for the most part, I think on both sides of the ball, that Miami team is extremely dominant. What say you?
Oh yeah, I absolutely agree with you on that. I think Carson Beck, he was pretty efficient yesterday. Andy, he was 20 of 27, 4 touchdowns, 89 QBR rating the whole bit yesterday. I think he's found himself in that offense. They nearly had 100 yards rushing on the ground yesterday as well. So overall, it was a great performance by the Hurricane. By the Hurricanes, and I got to admit, like, you know, when I was much younger and watching the Canes, you know, in the 80s and 90s and all that, I was a big Cane guy because I liked their bravado. I liked kind of how they approached stuff, and they shot their you-know-what off a lot. But, you know, it looks like Miami's kind of getting back to that, right? Like, they have an offense that can score. They got a defense as well there, and I think they have the right guy at the helm in Mario Cristobal as well. So Miami's not going to be an easy out for anybody, especially in the college football playoff. So it'll be great to see if Miami can kind of get back to their roots a little bit and even win a national championship.
Yeah, it's been a solid college football season thus far. And I expect it to just continue. And you know what? We're going to see some upsets. We're going to see some great plays. We're going to see some not so great plays. I guess that's sports in 2025. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour. Hour one being in the books, that means hour two, all about the NFL. It's week 5, man, of the NFL, people. So right now, a game going on. Cleveland on top, 17-14. In the fourth quarter, just started the fourth quarter, so we'll keep you posted on that too. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford,
We have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, you get me, Andy Dorf. And by the way, you can get at us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro, so... real quick, I just want to get your thoughts and opinions. We've got NBA hoops, like you said, starting. Preseason action. How excited are you about the NBA coming on this season, man? And, you know, you've got a little bit of a tough season ahead of you, right? Jason Tatum out. But hey, he hasn't ruled out coming back sometime this season, which is really cool to hear, but... expectations for your Boston Celtics, my friend. What are they?
Yeah, I think at best they're a top four seed, but overall I think we'll finish in the top six. I really do. I think even with all the change, and it was done for money reasons. Everybody knows that. So. The question that I have for my guys is our inside presence. There's no Horford. There's no Porzingis. There's no, why am I forgetting his name?
Drew Holiday?
No, I'm not Holiday. Another big Luke Kornet.
Oh, Kornet.
Yeah. There's no Kornet. He's in San Antonio. That's my big question mark for them. Assuming all the injuries stay away, but I, you know,
top four at best, top six, I think, overall.
All right, all right. We got to take a break. Hour one in the books, hour two on the horizon, all about the NFL. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Sports Shorts, I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Brought to you by Herb Chambers Honda of New England. Save big this weekend, all weekend long at Herb Chambers Honda, Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. Well, the Major League Baseball playoffs, a down night on Friday night, but Saturday, four games as we launch the divisional series round. How about Philadelphia and Los Angeles? What a pitching matchup in Game 1. Shohei Ohtani for the Dodgers. Sanchez will counter for the Phillies. This ought to be a doozy of a five-game series. Elsewhere in the National League, it's up and down the coast of Lake Michigan. The shore of Lake Michigan will be Milwaukee hosting Chicago in Game 1. No starters announced yet in that matchup. Elsewhere, it's Detroit at Seattle. And then the other American League Series, it's Kevin Gausman for the Toronto Blue Jays, Luis Gil for the Yankees. The Yankees advancing, closing out the Red Sox after trailing 1-0, became the first team to come back and win two games and claim a best 2 out of 3 wild card series. WNBA championship on Friday night. Game 1 gets underway. The Las Vegas Aces and the Phoenix Mercury. Best of 5 for the WNBA title. Sports Shorts presented by Herb Chambers, Honda of New England, Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Marty Terrell with Sports Shorts along the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. It's NFL Week 5, and we are 2-2 against the spread in our selections after a rocking chair win with the Chiefs. This week, let's travel to Los Angeles, where the Chargers host the Commanders. The expectation is Jaden Daniels will be be under center for Washington, but I'd be just as content with Marcus Mariota. Some of the value has been pounded out of the line with the anticipated quarterback change, but that's okay. Whether it be Marty Schottenheimer in his day or Jim Harbaugh now, these are the games the Bolts always seem to overlook. In their last 15 tries against non-division home favorites of 5 points or less, the Chargers have only covered two. The last team to win in Los Angeles in this situation was Tampa Bay last December in a 40-17 route, and we had the Bucks in that game on these airwaves. Give me the Commanders plus +3. Sports in 60, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You get me, Andy Dorf, and right now I'm watching the Cleveland Browns beating the Minnesota Vikings 17-14. The Vikings just missed a field goal to tie the game. Under 9 minutes to play, I believe, in the fourth quarter. Seems like the Cleveland Browns are NFC beater-uppers for the most part. They took out the Packers. Looks like they might take out the Vikings. And they're doing it with their rookie quarterback, Gabriel, who is going to keep Shadur off the field if he keeps doing what he's doing like he is today. And again, it ain't pretty, but a win's a win, Mike Wilson. What say you? Well, I might not have Mike for a moment, so we'll get him back in a second. But, yeah, I think it's a pretty impressive that these rookie quarterbacks, Jackson Dart comes in. It didn't look pretty, but his team gets a win. Similar situation here for the Cleveland Browns with this Daniel Gabriel guy, because it ain't pretty, but somehow, some way. They're getting the W right now. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. I'll get Mike Wilson back as well. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back. Keep it close.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, Connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places, as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at me a couple few different ways if you'd like to. You can call me 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can always get at me on the X thing. It's Dorf on Sports. You can find me on Instagram at the real Dorf on Sports there. So get at me however you'd like. And I made a mistake. I forgot Mike Wilson's gone this hour. He had to take his show on the road. So that's okay. I completely spaced out on that. So when I started talking to Mike, I just forgot. I forgot he was gone. He ain't going to be here this hour. So Dorfman's going to do it solo. I like doing solo because you know how I do it. I get into preacher mode. And at the end of the day, man, I'm watching a Cleveland Brown team that is really not very good. But for some reason, they seem to be able to play the NFC North teams pretty well. In the Green Bay Packers, they were able to beat them. They did lose to the Detroit Lions, but not without a little bit of resistance. They obviously went down pretty big, but had a decent showing in the first half. And now what they're doing to this Minnesota Viking team, it ain't pretty with what this young quarterback is doing. But at the end of the day, he is getting the job done, and they're winning the football game right now, at least at this moment, and they are driving. So we'll see how things go. Just over 7 minutes now left in the game, 17-14. Cleveland has a third down and 7. And again, I will keep you posted on what's going on in that ball game up until the end. I do want to let you know the other games that are happening today. You got the Raiders and the Colts going at it. You got the Giants and the Saints going at it. That's only intriguing because maybe the Saints will get a victory and maybe the Giants will continue winning. Who the heck knows? Cowboys playing the Jets. Justin Fields back on the field. So that should be a pretty wild football game if you ask me. Broncos playing the Eagles. Maybe a better game than people think it will be. I don't know. We'll find out. A lot of talk about this Eagles team and the fact that their offense doesn't look that great and they play a boring style. At the end of the day, man, they're 4-0. So I don't really think it matters how they win. And that's always been something to me that I just don't get. I don't understand how people think in their head. Look, winning is winning. And guys getting upset about not getting the ball enough is beyond me. It's bizarre. Okay. You know, AJ Brown, look, at the end of the day, man, you have a job. Okay. You have a job. Your job is to go out and run routes. And obviously Jalen Hurts has a job. His job is to find the open guy, whoever that is. Whoever it is, it doesn't matter who it is. So I think you got to just kind of take the good with the bad and understand that your time will come. And there's no reason for this weird stuff going on X where you're talking trash about, you know, I'd be better off not coming or whatever the heck he's saying. Okay. It's just, it's ridiculous is what I'm trying to say. So I think that there's something to watch there in Philadelphia. However, we all know. Winning cures a lot. So, Eagles, just keep winning. Keep doing what you're doing. And this is a good test today against a Bronco team that a lot of people are high on. And to be honest with you, if it weren't for a couple of crazy plays at the end of a ball game, maybe this Bronco team comes in 4-0 to this matchup. So, a lot to be decided in that one. That should be a fun one. Dolphins play the Panthers. They're going to have to go the rest of the way without Tyreek Hill. And wow, that was nasty watching what happened to Tyreek. That was really ugly. And trust me, I cringe every time I see something happen to people's knees for good reason. I've had both of my ACLs repaired. Not one, but two. I've had them both. I didn't learn my lesson the first time. So I've had both of my ACLs repaired. And every time I see somebody get taken down at the knees, it really... It gets to me, and I find that to be a really tough thing for me to watch. So seeing what happened to him and how his leg twisted, it was brutal. But do the Dolphins rally a little bit around that? And what a better place, right, than going to Carolina for the Panthers and a team that's not very good. You know, I think that's a great opportunity. Texans playing the Ravens. Ravens going to have to do it without Lamar. And by the way, Cooper Rush is not a bad backup. I just don't think he was expecting to play, you know, against Kansas City at all, and rightfully so. You know, you have Lamar Jackson, and you don't think you're going to be playing. But when he gets hurt, then you got to step up. And I think we're going to see a better showing from the Ravens at home. And that defense, holy cow, what has happened to that defense? That there is no defense. It's almost like the offense is playing 11-on-7 when they go up against the Baltimore Raven defense this year. They gave up 40 to Kansas City. And by the way, you know, Patrick got some of his weapons back, right? Xavier Worthy gets back out on that field. It makes things a lot different. Okay, that's just the truth. It makes things a whole heck of a lot different when you get that guy back out on the field. Makes Patrick Mahomes look a little bit more like Patrick Mahomes. So a little bit of a break on that. But the Raven defense has been god-awful. It has been absolutely terrible so far this season. Something's got to change. And, you know, this might be a good opportunity for that because the Texans offense hasn't been very good this year, right? So maybe a chance for the Ravens to figure things out a little bit at home. And I expect them to play a little bit better as a home underdog. Titans coming to Arizona to play the Cardinals. you got to think this is a great opportunity for the Cardinals to get back on their winning ways like they did the first couple weeks where they were beating a couple of lousy teams in this league. So you again, the Titans, they're a lousy team. They don't have a win yet. They're going to get one sooner or later. They are. We all know that. It's just the way it works. It's the law of averages. Cam Ward having a tough rookie season so far, and I don't think we're surprised or shocked about that, to be honest with you. Buccaneers playing the Seahawks today. I think that's a fun game. I really do. I think that's a fun game to watch today. Seahawks are a 3.5-point favorite. Could the Buccaneers lose a couple games in a row? Sure, they could. But does that take them out of the mix, if you ask me? No, it doesn't. You know, you just sometimes you lose games because of your schedule. Playing the Eagles last week at home, they showed me something. They were getting crushed, okay? They were absolutely getting crushed. But for some weird reason, they found themselves having an opportunity late in that ball game to tie it up, maybe even get the win. So ultimately, I'm not that down on the Buccaneers. It will be interesting. I don't know if Bucky Irving is able to go today. I'm not 100% sure on that. Let me take a quick look and see. But I do think that that's something to have a little bit of cause for concern. He's out. Bucky Irving is out. So there is no Bucky Irving today for Baker Mayfield. And I do think that makes a difference. I think they probably have this line right with Seahawks being the favorite there under that circumstance. So, you know, I think it'll be a tough ball game for the Buccaneers. And I do like the Seahawks in that one. Tough place to play. Baker coming off of a tough game against Philadelphia. No running back in Bucky Irving, so someone else is going to have to do the job. That'll be interesting. Lions playing the Bengals. I love the Lions all day long here. They should go there and crush the Bengals. Commanders have Jaden Daniels coming back. Will that be enough to get a win over the Chargers, who, by the way, look terrible against the Giants, right? Like, wow. What the hell happened there? That was a dud of a ball game for them. So not that impressed there. Patriots and Bills, that's another one. That's a fun one. That's a Sunday nighter, man. That's a Sunday nighter. Should be a good one. And then Monday night, Chiefs and Jaguars. Chiefs are looking really good, to be honest with you. I think what they did last week, we should expect that a little bit more. Hear the music. I know I got to take a break. I'll be back on the other side. We'll get more in-depth about what's going on in the NFL. But Cleveland hanging on, 17-14, and they have the ball back with about 3.5 left. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215.
800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf flying solo as Mike is on assignment. Had to get out of town. So understand that full-heartedly and appreciate him for coming on as he always does. You can get at me, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can get at me on the X thing. It's Dorf on Sports. Get at me on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Get at me on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, Vikings in a real battle with this Cleveland Brown team who is on top 17-14 right now. Minnesota does have the ball. A little bit over 2 minutes left, and I will keep you posted on what goes down there. Looks like we're going to get to the two-minute warning right here. They're about the 40-yard line of their own 40-yard line, so looking to at least get a field goal, maybe get this thing into overtime. But it's strange to me how this Cleveland Brown team seems to have the numbers of some of these NFC North teams, the Green Bay Packers being one of them, and the Minnesota Vikings looking like another one. The only team so far that's been able to handle them in the division is the Detroit Lions, who week one got out of the gates extremely slow. People were extremely high on the Green Bay Packers after week one and week two. The defense was flying around the field like crazy. Weeks three and four, much different. They're off this week. Hopefully they can figure some things out and fix a lot of the problems that they have. Penalties, miscues with the special teams, bad coaching at times. A lot going on there in Green Bay right now, if you ask me, which leads me to my next thought. The Kansas City Chiefs really figured something out last week against the Baltimore Ravens. And what they figured out is that if Patrick Mahomes has some of his weapons back, like Xavier Worthy, they become a real threat. And they reestablish themselves, if you ask me, in the AFC as one of, if not the teams to beat. I would say Buffalo right now is the team to beat in the AFC. Okay? But you know what? The Chiefs, after that win, they put themselves back in a really good position. So Buffalo right now, 4-0, they've got the best record in all of the AFC. The Chargers took a huge step back, if you ask me. A huge, huge step back. When you lose to the Giants, when you lose ball games to teams that are not going anywhere, it's a stain on your record. And it's a bad stain on your record, if you ask me. There's certain losses that are better than other losses. Like when you lose to the Cleveland Browns, that's a bad loss. There is no other way around it. When you lose to the Giants, that's a bad loss. There is no other way around it. Those are games that you look at on your schedule and you're like, that's a win. So when you lose that football game, that's concerning. That's troublesome. I think the Chiefs are just fine, is what I'm trying to tell you. I think this will wind up being between the Chiefs and the Broncos. Out of everything I've seen, like Justin Herbert got out of the gates great. Don't get me wrong. Kid got out of the gates great. But again, the loss to the Giants is a big setback, in my humble opinion, especially since Neighbors got hurt in the game, right? Like, Neighbors got hurt in the game. They were already playing without their number one running back. So Scadaboo had to come in and do what he did, and he's been doing great. So don't get me wrong there. But again, you know, it's Jackson Dart. It's a rookie. Vikings get the second down and four. They're about midfield now. So looking like they'll have an opportunity to get some points on the board, potentially send this thing into overtime. But you got to be thinking about winning this football game, to be honest with you. Looking at, I want to talk about the Colts for a moment here. Talked about the Chiefs, and I think they're in a much better spot than people can imagine. And another big catch from Justin Jefferson for Carson Wentz and the Minnesota Vikings. 1:25, the clock is ticking. They're down around the 30-yard line now of the Cleveland Browns. So, again, I'll just keep you posted as I'm watching the game right behind me. 1:10 now, the clock running. Looks like we're going to get a timeout here. But a lot of time came off that clock. They're inside the 30-yard line. Looks like about the 28-yard line. So, really in a good position to put points on the board and at least send this thing into overtime, you know, depending on how the last minute or so goes. Getting back to the Colts, though. Look, they blew the game. Let's keep it 1,000% real here. They blew that football game against the Rams. If that kid hangs on to the – you tuck it, first of all. Tuck it and run, buddy. Tuck it and run. What the hell are you doing showboating? I never understand that. I just don't get it. The best in the business was Barry Sanders and Emmitt Smith. You know what they did is they ran the damn thing in and they gave the ball to the official. Okay? Like, what the hell is going on with some of these guys when you're making bonehead plays like that? And costing your team a victory, okay? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Leave the showboating to the backyard, man. When you're playing a professional sport, it's unnecessary. Way unfrickin' necessary, especially in that case, because you can pretty much single-handedly go to that particular play and say, you know what? They lost the game because of that. That's the frickin' truth. So I don't think we'll see that kind of stuff happening from the Colts moving forward, okay? I just don't see it. Don't see that happening moving forward. A big third down right now for the Minnesota Vikings. It's 3rd and 3. There's 57 ticks left on the clock. They have one timeout. Cleveland has two. This is a really big third down because potentially, even if you get the field goal, Cleveland will have time to go back and put more points on the board. So this is a huge third down. But yeah, I thought that was a ridiculous play from that young wide receiver. And I do not expect to see anything like that from the Colts moving forward. They need to go back and reestablish themselves today against the Raiders. This is a big momentum game for them. Moving along here, the Steelers are on a bye. They're 3-1. They're probably feeling pretty good. I don't know. I'm not sold on what I'm seeing from the Pittsburgh Steelers. with the defense giving up as much as they've given up, and you're relying very heavily on Aaron Rodgers to just keep making plays for you all season long, when let's keep it real, that's something that hasn't really been happening for him the past several years, pretty much since he left Green Bay. Like, let's be 100% real here. So I think if you're expecting great things from Aaron Rodgers all season long, I think you better pump the brakes a little bit. But they have gotten out of the gates really well. And looking at the division, you know, you look at the Bengals with their quarterback, you look at the Ravens with their quarterback, and you look at the Browns with their quarterback situation. The Pittsburgh Steelers are looking pretty good in this division at the end of the day. And they may not be that great of a football team, is all I'm trying to say. The Buffalo Bills, that they are. And I think that the test for them today is just to keep staying the course. You're playing against a team, a big third down conversion. They got it. The Minnesota Vikings get the third down conversion. So that was big. 52 seconds. And now it looks like Cleveland is calling timeouts, which I don't know if that's the smartest thing to do, but again, you're trying to save time. I get it. I totally get it. You're trying to save time. So maybe it does make some sense, but I don't know. We'll see how the rest of this game plays out. 54 seconds left, 17-14, Minnesota trailing, but they are driving, thinking at least a field goal, maybe get the touchdown. That would be a really, really big score in this game, because if you think about it, then you make Cleveland need to score a touchdown unless you miss that extra point, which we have seen that happen the past few weeks where they're getting in there to make blocks on the kick. So I'll keep you posted. Buffalo, I think they're really good. Josh Allen, he is seeing the field so well. The game has slowed down tremendously for Josh Allen. And I used to say, you know, I used to call him the turnover machine. He has done a fantastic job of slowing the game down. And I really like the way that he's playing. So, yeah, I talked a lot about the AFC, and in the NFC, to me, it's all about the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think everybody else is a step behind. That's why I didn't spend too much time on it. Gotta take a break. I hear the music. Touchdown for the Vikings. That's huge. The extra point is pending. I'll let you know on the other side what happened there. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back, and I'm going to break down all the games. Keep it close, everybody.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip.
So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf flying solo this hour. 21-17 right now is the score in London. Looks like there's 0 seconds left on the clock, but I don't understand what's going on exactly. Looks like there might be one more play. Wow, there was a timeout. Wow, that's a crazy, crazy, crazy play. So the Vikings call the timeout. There's 7 seconds left on the clock, and Cleveland threw the ball down the field, probably thinking that that the game was over. But you know what? The Vikings have given them new life for one more play. One more play for the Cleveland Browns to see if they can do the unthinkable, which is get another victory against an NFC North team. Crazy, crazy stuff. Okay, I'm going to go through the games, and again, I'll let you know as soon as this thing goes final. But right now, Minnesota 21, Cleveland 17, 7 seconds left on the clock. They're at the 49-yard line of the Minnesota Vikings. I'm just going to take you through this game right now as Dillon Gabriel gets the snap. He's gone back. It's a short pass. They're going over the wow. Oh, the game is over. That's crazy. They tried to run a wheel route, get him out of bounds. Didn't happen. That's a mistake. That's a mistake, Cleveland. You just threw this game away. I don't know how they don't go back down toward the end zone. I just don't get it. Doesn't make any sense. But there you go. Minnesota Vikings escape the game. 21-17, Minnesota. That's the final. Raiders playing the Colts. Excuse me. Raiders playing the Colts today. I really like the Colts. You know, I think they had a slip up. They had a bad miscue on a play where a kid was running for a touchdown, would have gone up 14 points in that game, and it would have been a much different game for the Rams. Taking those points off the board were big. They were huge. So I think that the Colts tighten the ship up a little bit today, and they don't have the miscues that they had against the Rams. Even with that being said, they did have an opportunity, but giving up that big play to Atwell from Stafford, the kid slipped, and then the rest is history, and they get the touchdown, and they win that game. But that's the beauty of sports, right? You get another opportunity to go out there and prove that you can go out and play and have a great day any given Sunday. And I think it's a good day for the Colts today. I think they get the victory over the Raiders. Saints playing the Giants. You know, the Saints have to win sooner or later. That's a really, really tough place to play. Jackson Dart didn't look very good, if you ask me, in the victory. They lost Neighbors. I think that that's a big loss. You know, you just don't make up for missing one of the best wide receivers in the game. It just it just doesn't happen. I'm sorry. Moore's going to have to rely on that running game of Cam Scataboo and Singletary. And Jackson Dart is going to have to be good, maybe even better than good. I'm going to take the Saints, and I understand it's a scary game to take either one of these teams. So with that being said, give me the Saints at home, a tough environment. I think they get their first victory of the season. Cowboys on the road against the Jets. I just think you're going to see a lot of points in this football game. A lot of points. Justin Fields will probably have a pretty big day. Dak will probably have a pretty big day. This actually might wind up coming down to who has the ball last. Like, no joke. Might come down to who has the ball last and whose defense can actually get a stop. Like, for real. I don't see many stops happening from the Cowboys. This might be a pretty solid day for Justin Fields. Could have a big day. Could really have a big day. I'm kind of torn as to where to go on this game. I believe I have the Cowboys in my pick'ems as far as who I think is going to win this game. But ultimately, I'm telling you right now, I would not be shocked and or surprised if the Jets pull this thing off. But I will say I'll take the Cowboys in this one just because they probably have a little bit better offense. Eagles playing the Broncos. You know, I don't know why people think this is going to be all that difficult of a game for the Broncos. I'm sorry, for the Eagles. I think the Eagles are a really, really good football team. And again, I don't care if it's boring. I really don't. I just don't care if it's boring, people. That they win, and they win at a really good rate. I think they flex their muscles a little bit today. I think they show the Broncos. Maybe they even mix up the offense a little bit. I'm going to take the Eagles to win today against the Broncos at Lincoln Financial Field. Dolphins playing the Panthers, like I said earlier in the program, going to have to do this without Tyreek Hill. Going to have to do it the rest of the way without Tyreek Hill. That might actually be okay. You know, sometimes addition by subtraction is actually not such a bad thing. And you know, what I mean by that is this. You're always looking for Tyreek Hill if you're Tua. You are always looking for that guy because he can do things in so many ways, right? Like, he can hit the home run play. You know that. It's what he does after he catches the ball and when you get him in space. But you're always looking for him. He is your number one dude. And you're constantly looking for him every time, which may not be such a great thing because you got other options there. You know, Waddle's a heck of a receiver, and I think that his numbers are going to, obviously, they're going to go up big time. Achane, he's a good running back. They've got other weapons. They've got options, is my point. And I think it, in a weird way, this might help the development of Tua. It really might help the development of Tua. So I'm going to take the Dolphins to get this one done today. I think they win on the road in Carolina. They get a couple of victories. They're going to feel a little bit better about themselves. But ultimately, I don't think that they're ever going to catch the Buffalo Bills in that division. All right, the Texans playing the Ravens. This is a game of opportunity for both teams. That's the way I look at this game. The Texans haven't looked very good. They have struggled on offense big time. And a lot of that has to do with no Joe Mixon. Like, Joe Mixon hasn't been in the game for them, has not played, hasn't been able to get out on the field. That's a problem, you know. That is a problem. So when you don't have, you know, your best guy, it's troublesome. Nick Chubb is going to have to go out there and be the guy. Nick Chubb is going to have to go out there and play the way that we've been accustomed to seeing him play. So Nick Chubb will have a bigger impact than people think moving forward for the Houston Texans if they're going to have some success in winning football games this season. It's got to happen because C.J. Stroud has been anything but good so far. Need a little help from that running game. I'm going to say not so fast here today, though. I think the Ravens, with a week of being able to get Cooper Rush ready, he's not that bad of a passer. He can sling it. He can make plays. And he's got weapons in Zay Flowers and Bateman and Mark Andrews and Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, you're going to have to be a lot better, dude. You're going to have to be so much freaking better. What has happened to you this year? To take a look in the freaking mirror, man. You're fumbling the ball. You're having trouble getting out of the backfield, for crying out loud. Derrick Henry, you got to show up. And you got to ball out today, man. Against the Texans team that actually has a formidable run defense. But you got to say enough's enough, man. You got to be that freight train that you've been. And you got to go out there and you got to ball freaking out, man. Help your quarterback, help your team, ball security, make some big plays. I think the Ravens find a way to get it done. You know, John Harbaugh, he's an up and down good coach, if you ask me. Today's a day where you got to be a good coach. Be a good coach, man. Go out there and make good plays. Help your team to have success. Ravens win in a tight one, but I'm going to take the Ravens at home. Titans playing the Cardinals here in Arizona. Cardinals have had a couple of tough losses, and the Titans have had all losses. Losing to the Niners the last week for the Cardinals, tough loss. Tough loss because you could have won that football game. Again, you're at home. This is a game you should win. You got to win this football game, to be honest with you. You have to win this football game. You're a little bit over a touchdown favorite. Marvin Harrison Jr., he's got to be more of a weapon for Kyler Murray. They got to figure it out. Those two dudes got to get on the same page. This might be a game where they can do that. So I'm going to take the Cardinals, in my opinion, in a must-win situation here against the Titans. If you want to stick around for this division, 49ers looking pretty good in this division. And they've done it without freaking Brock Purdy. And they've done it without other guys, too. So the 49ers, who people were a little bit down on, they're a better football team than people gave them credit for. I want to make that clear. Buccaneers and Seahawks going at it today. This is going to be a good football game. It's going to be a really, really good football game, to be honest with you. I think that the Seahawks at home in a really tough environment against a team that got a bad loss. Well, not a bad loss. They took a loss, though. And the first half was bad. But then they put it together. But you got to go on the road. You got to do it without Bucky Irving in a really tough environment. I'm going to take the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks get it done today. Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, potentially this to me could be a shootout type game. So it could be a fun watch for sure. But I'll take the Seahawks. I think the Seahawks figure out a way to win at home and keep themselves definitely in the mix as far as the division goes. Because I like them. I think they're a better team than people give them credit for. Give me the Seahawks winning today at home. Lydown's playing the Bengals on the road. This shouldn't be much of a contest. I'll be honest with you. I really, really like the Lions to get it done today. I think the Lions could win really big too. And this line has gone down for some reason, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So yeah, give me the Lions all day today against the Bengals. Commanders and the Chargers going at it today. The return of Jaden Daniels, which will definitely help. However, I like the defense of the Chargers. I think they had a bad week. I think they had an off week. You lose once and you might be able to, you know, you get by with it. Lose twice in games that you probably should win, then I start thinking a little bit more heavily about it. I'll take the Chargers. Bills and Patriots, that's the Sunday nighter. I'm going to take the Bills, man. I think they flex their muscles and they show that they're the best team in that division. Give me the Bengals. I'm sorry. Give me the Bills. Monday night, I'll take the Chiefs. Don't have much to say other than I think they're going to expose the Jaguars for who the Jaguars really are. Nice win in San Francisco, but the 49ers gave them that game. I'll be back on the other side to do what I do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf, and it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey everybody, welcome back in for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Flying solo this hour, however, got to thank Mike Wilson for hour number one. Got to thank John Poulter for joining us talking Major League Baseball, and obviously Robert on the other side making it all possible for me to do the show to you people. And obviously thanks to whoever listens. I definitely appreciate that as well. Look, a couple things before I get out of here. First and foremost, got to give a shout out to my Milwaukee Brewers, who absolutely pulled out the whooping sticks game one against the Chicago Cubs in the NLDS. But here's the deal, man. Don't get complacent. There's no time for that. Keep battling the way that you guys do. 27 outs. You play them all. You play hard. You stretch the pitchers to long counts. You do a great job of battling in the batter's box, and the pitching has been fantastic. Peralta, the guy, they go out there and they do what they're supposed to do. So kudos to my Milwaukee Brewers for getting that victory in game one. And quite frankly, much needed, after kind of a tough last month of the regular season. After that 14 game win streak, they struggled. So it was good to see that taking a little time off didn't distract them from the mission that they're on to go to the World Series. Because to me, anything less at this point, after having the season that they had, would be somewhat of a disappointment. There's no way it can't be somewhat of a disappointment. So kudos to my Milwaukee Brewers. And this one is just for week five of the NFL, man. Enjoy the games today, people. It's going to be a wild week. I can already tell. I can feel it. A lot of tough games to go out there this week. So for everybody involved in the program, I'm saying peace. Take care of yourselves. Until next week when we come back with the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
Can we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports.